Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. And during this Easter week, I thought that it would be helpful for us to look at some of the events and teaching on each of the days running up to Resurrection Sunday, the greatest day. Today we look at the events of Easter Monday. Today's lesson: Jesus wants us to bear good fruit, which will be seen in our making space for him in worship. Jesus wants us to bear good fruit. On the Monday of Easter week, we see Jesus cursing the fig tree. We read, "The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples heard him say it." This is Mark 11:12-14. Jesus well knew that it was not the season for figs. The cursing of the fig tree is prophetic. It speaks of God's judgment on his fruitless people. God is passionate for our love and holiness. God wants our hearts to be on fire with passion for him. Jesus wants to see good fruit in his church and our lives. Secondly, Jesus wants us to bear the fruit of making space for him. After the cursing of the fig tree, Jesus goes on to clear the temple courts. We read in Mark 11:15-18. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those who were selling doves and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And he taught them. He said, "It is written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you are making it a den of robbers.'" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. Luke links these two events together. The lack of the fruit in his people is shown by their poor approach to worship. Rather than bearing the fruit of love for God and people by making space in the temple, they've turned it into a market. This event is also a powerful prophetic statement. It reveals God's desire that his people be wholly devoted to him. It also points to his passion that the nations are to be saved and come into his presence. So in response, on this Easter Monday, we are reminded that Jesus wants us to bear good fruit, which will be seen in our making space for him in worship. The fig tree and the temple courts speak powerfully to us. What is the fruit that Jesus wants to see in you and his church? What have we allowed to clutter up the temple courts of our lives? Are we bearing the fruit of passionate prayer and worship? Are we devoted to building a house of prayer for all nations? Are we making space in our lives for Jesus? How do you need to respond today? God bless you.